My Gunther. My Gunther. I love somebody.
Like, annually, it's like you attended all those. Really jollof, did. Auntie, I didn't get jollof rice parties. Auntie, I didn't get rice.
Hello, guys. Welcome to TechPoint Africa podcast. My name is Titilola.
My name is Adewale.
And I'm Wiwa. So, what's happening this week?
A whole lot of stuff.
I've been trying to, you know, Molara did this smartphone detox thing.
Yes.
She dumped that smartphone for 2 weeks.
Are you trying that as well?
I'm seriously considering it, but I wonder if I will survive.
You can. I did it for up to a year during my NYSC. I had my phone with me, but I couldn't access the internet.
So for me, I'm actually trying something like that. All my weekends, I don't use my phone. I hardly use my phone. I mean, I didn't think I spend.
Are you sure?
I'm serious, honestly. If you call me these days on the weekend, I will hardly pick. And I'm trying it, and it makes a lot of sense. Just relax sometimes and just.
Okay. I don't think about it.
You should.
Anyway, so what's up? What's new in tech this week? BitPesa.
Yes.
Raised $15 million. Am I right?
Yes.
The Kenyan startup
US dollars.
That expanded to Nigeria and Uganda 2 years ago.
So they've been in Nigeria since, 2015.
Yeah.
That was four years ago. And Nigeria is one of their big, is actually their biggest market.
Yeah.
It's so actually their biggest market.
Big congrats to them, BitPesa.
Yes.
They changed their brand.
EZA. Anyway, congrats to Elizabeth Roselli and her team. I mean, she's been at this for 6 years. Like,
yes.
Wonderful stuff.
That's got me wondering,
6 years as CEO and all of that. And you know, there's this conversation we're having. When should CEO step down from their startups?
It's actually a big question. I'm of the opinion that CEO, if you can't run it from the beginning, you should know. You can be CTO. You understand? You can be a CTO, you can be a CMO, you can be a CEO. It depends on your strength. But if you're running it from the beginning, I think you should go beyond Series A before you step down. Because during that period, the company, the whole company will be running. It will be about passion. Because that's where you are looking for market fit, product, and revenue model, and business model. So you should actually make sure you focus, you carry everything.
So what do you say about CEOs like Tayo Obiosu that has been at it for 10 years? They've done Series A, Series B, Series B2. And the CEO,
so don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they should step down after Series A.
Okay.
I just say when you
if you want to step down
after Series A, you should try and step down, because by then it won't be passion any longer. It will not be structure. It will not be structure. The management will be taking over from there. So you can actually step down by that period. And some people, it's until they get to maybe IPO. People like Paga, I believe it's actually IPO or post-IPO that they will step. And some people still carry their startup beyond IPO.
Yeah.
This guy that has been running Netflix for how many years?
Yeah,
he's still one of the best CEOs.
So I guess it's the same. I mean, what you said about if you can run it, well, why do you want to step down, right?
The same with Jeff Bezos.
So if you have the skills and the passion and whatever, you can still keep running it. As long as the company doesn't outgrow you, and then you have to bring new people in to run it.
But then you have cases like guys like Mark Zuckerberg, who, I mean, he has been CEO for 15 years or so. And we've been hearing rumors that, okay, investors want him to step down, they don't want him. But then core people like Mark Andreessen, the core early investors, feel like, no, Mark Zuckerberg must stay as CEO because, first of all, he has the right people around him, people like Sheryl Sandberg, who can, like, you know, compliment him. But that his vision is important for the company, that if they bring an outsider...
I mean, I agree with that. I don't think Facebook would have gone this far if Mark wasn't running the affairs at Facebook. I mean, he's very ruthless with the way he runs. And I don't think anybody can... I don't think so.
At
least for now.
Yeah, I think so.
I think for now. And, you know, Facebook, they are still in a place that there need to be a lot of ideas. Facebook can be static. Now you can, because if
with
you
all
bring
the competition around.
So if you bring a new CEO, the job the CEO will be doing is to stabilize the company, and it's not stability that will take them to the next.
So they are still
phase.
A kind of a startup.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. They start up. They must be aggressive. They
after
must
IPU, IPU.
They must be, yes, they must be crushing everything.
Interesting.
And so that's the most important thing, because the moment you bring stability, it might just kill everything, because you just.
Anyway, what do you guys think? We'd like to hear what you think. When should CEO step down? Should they step down at all? Don't forget that you can always share comments with us via our Twitter handle at techpoint.ng and use the hashtag
TechPoint Africa Podcast.
Yeah. And yeah, you can tweet at any of us too. We just want to hear your thoughts about that.
Yeah.
And all right.
So what's going on? What's going on? What's next?
The next one is...
Yeah, so talking about CEOs and shareholders and whatever. The whole CAC leak. Yeah, you heard about the CAC leak.
Oh, yes. It was very, very crazy and weird.
Yeah, like,
Weird. It's a very, very weird news.
So, to be honest, which startup did you search for after the leak? First, or which business?
Okay, but even assuming our listeners know, because maybe they don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
You know, CAC, Corporate Affairs Commission of Nigeria, normally does, they have a public search where you can search for
companies.
Details about companies incorporated, their address. Well, they don't ever show the shareholders, the directors. But then there are some new websites now that are showing that we don't know how they are getting it, whether there's an API from CAC or they had CAC.
That's a very big question. How did they get those information?
We're trying to find out.
Wow. And to be honest, the information are actually real.
Yeah.
Especially the first incorporation data.
So what did you see? You're asking what you check. What company did you check?
Which startup, which company did you check first?
Obviously, TechPoint.
Okay. You?
I checked InterSwitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I ran there, I checked TechPoint, I checked ourself, if the information is actually right.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked Dangote. I checked InterSwitch. Yes, I checked InterSwitch, Blue Chip. Companies I'm actually interested in.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, what's going on here?
So it'll be interesting to see. I don't know if CAC would come out outrightly and say this is how those information got out.
Do you know the funny thing? CAC already gives that information, but you have to go to Abuja and pay. You know, during the time when MMG, whatever was happening,
true.
They called him and go Abuja. I was like, which one is Abuja? So apparently, if you want to find out those things, you go to Abuja, then you pay CAC money.
And these people are giving that information free for free.
Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. Anyway, still talking about government.
So you can go and check your. You can go and check your. CAC.
I don't know if you're supposed to be telling people to go and check.
Yeah, they should. It's there. The information is there. You should just go and check.
Okay.
You should go and check any company you're interested in and stuff. Go and check.
Anyway, government stuff again. The whole USSD,
That's another weird story.
Yeah, Nigeria.
Everything is just here and there, like.
Nigeria is a weird country.
So what really happened there? What really?
I don't know. Everybody's pointing fingers. Is it MTN's fault or
MTN was
NCC's
being nice.
Fault or the bank's fault? Everybody's just pointing fingers.
MTN was being nice, like out of character, to be honest, because normally Nine Mobile and all the other guys will already charge you for...
Because
when I don't have airtime and I'm trying to like dial code, they'll tell you don't have airtime. I'm like, eh? So they actually take my airtime. But MTN has not been, apparently.
I use MTN, so this was even news for me, because I don't know about other networks charging for USSD.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that because I use MTN.
They will be charging you credit for it.
When you use it to do like bank transfer, anything you do with USSD, when you dial that USSD code for bank
transfers,
they charge you 4 naira for every 20 seconds. So if you leave the thing there and it's running... 5 naira every 20 seconds.
Oh, every 20 seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Other telcos already do it. So MTN now came out. MTN has not been doing it. They came out and said, we want to start doing it, and then outreach.
And then everybody was just saying, so MTN says they're charging, right? But it was from a directive from banks.
Yeah.
And banks came and said they had nothing to do with it. MTN is doing it.
Minister came and said,
I think that's like the weirdest one.
Put it down.
The weirdest one, because other telcos already do that. So why are you now?
And they are backed legally. Apparently, ACC has a regulation that allows them to do that.
I don't understand
why
that
is
stuff.
The minister now saying
that?
It's just jumping on trends, I guess.
Oh.
By the way, it's now the Minister of Communication and the Digital Economy.
It's now the Minister of Digital Economy. So in Nigeria, we have a Minister of Digital Economy.
Yeah.
We don't even know what that is.
But I wonder how it happens in other African countries, like maybe in Kenya, for example, mobile money. Do they charge? I'd like to know. I'd like our listeners to tell us.
That's true. We can even talk to Victor that is currently in Kenya.
Yeah, okay.
We'll find out.
Sure. Mm.
Okay.
So this week we announced one project we've been working on for a very long time, which is our startup school. And our startup school is a way this edition is for the founders and the CEOs. We are trying to train people. We are getting people that built amazing tech companies in West Africa to actually train other people. This time around is actually going to the class. It's a 1 week intensive training to learn about how to build, how to scale, how to market.
Marketing, sales, team building.
And we have a very interesting lineup of facilitators.
Who are the speakers? Yes.
Yes, we have instructors. Okay, that's the word.
Speakers,
so we have Chidi Ajere, the chairman of GIG Group. Yeah. We have Enyalorunda Tosin, CEO of Team Apps. Funke Okpeke, CEO of Mimon Cables. Olaore Kurin Brown, founder of Flying Doctors Nigeria. Nyaboyeji, founder of Future.Africa. Kayode Diola, Inside Communications Limited. Wale Ayeni, head Africa Ventures Capital Investments. Akinlawo Alao, Human Leadership Resources. And Damilola Thompson of EcoVC Partners. Interesting,
right? Those are just the ones that we are just...
Yeah, so there's more. And I mean, you don't want to miss this, guys. You don't want to miss it.
It's going to be an amazing time. And
how do they find out more?
So to find out more, go to school.techpoint.africa. School.techpoint.africa.
Yep. And talking about startup school and all that, our Q3 report is out. Q3 Nigerian Startup Funding Report.
Yeah.
And Nigerian startups raised $38 million in Q3
2019. Oh.
Just 7% higher than it did in Q3 last year.
Oh,
okay.
And just a bit, it's not that much higher than Q2. Q2 difference. Anyway, grants.
Actually 50%. Yeah, 50% higher than Q2.
Yeah, Q2. Yeah. So right. Maybe I guess they did better.
Yeah,
so I know one startup that did that, but I'm not going to say the name. One startup contributed to that 50% higher. Anyway, grants were highest number of these as usual. Grants.
21.
Equity investment. But interestingly, commercial banks for the first time, because all the grants, most of the time, banks, when we future banks, is always grants.
Mm.
For the first time, banks actually give a sizable loan,
Ooh.
A sizable amount of debt financing, which
nice.
Is interesting.
Okay. Mm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can find out more about the reports. You go to intelligence.techpoint.africa and then you can get more, find out that startup that took that huge chunk and made all the startups raise 50% more than they did last quarter.
And yes, if you have funding tips for us, you can share them via mail. intelligence@techpoint.africa. So shoot us an email.
And talking about funding, our SME clinic will be focusing on funding and accounting.
Yes. That's tomorrow, Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, so if you're a startup founder or a business owner, you do not want to miss this. So it is SME Clinic Investment Edition. And as the name says, already explains about how to get funding for your business and manage your finances. So we don't want you to take your funding decisions very lightly. It's very, very important. So for more information, you can go to bit.ly/SMEclinic3. Yes. To register.
B-I-T.
Oh, we have to spell it out. bit.ly. /SMEclinic3.
Anyway, it looks like we're dumping so many links, so you don't worry. You can always tap on the cover art and the show notes.
Mm.
You see, we'll put all the links there. Every link we're mentioning. So, yeah.
We
could. And don't forget again, you can get this podcast anywhere you get podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, SoundCloud, anywhere you get podcasts.
Yes, and on Apple Podcasts, please rate us and leave us a review.
Yes, please.
Yes, to help other people find podcasts.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. Oh, and by the way, so the podcast is now once a week. It's no more Tuesdays and Fridays. It's just Fridays. I understand that some of us were looking out for the podcast on Tuesday and they didn't see it. Well, sorry, we forgot to announce that last week. So it's now Fridays at 8 a.m. West African time.
Yeah. Until we come your way.
Till next time, my name is Adewale.
What? Is that your Kenyan accent?
Yeah, my name still remains Adewale.
That's your Kenyan accent.
Don't worry.
Oh, my name is Sisulola.
And my name is Fuiwa.
Hello, Doom.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Hello, Doom.